The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning drive. We're starting off our morning here with Running on Empty with Jackson Brown, because today we are talking about running. We have our special guest today in-house, Siobhan Lemmy with the Berkshire Running Center and Berkshire Running Foundation. So we're going to be talking all things running. Many events coming up. This is you know, peak running season, or at least, you know, between, you know, fall and spring, there's an awful lot of running events, and here we are right in the middle of that. So we want to talk about what's going on with the foundation and the center. And before we do that, we're going to check in with the weather, and then we'll come back and talk with Siobhan.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, good morning. So again, welcome to the Morning Drive. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As usual, we are live and local here at the WTBR studios on Federico Drive. And again, we are talking today with Siobhan Lemmy, who is, Siobhan, you're the owner of Berkshire Running Center, and you also run the Berkshire Running Foundation, right?
I do. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for being back. Thanks for coming back.
I love it. Thank you so much. Yes, it's been a busy weekend.
Yeah, you just had the 4th of July race on Saturday. Yeah. Obviously, the parade, I think, as far as I know, went well. I was in it, looking at it from the inside out.
Right.
It looked like it was well attended. And how many? Obviously, every year before we do the parade itself, there is that 5K race, the 4th of July 5K race. And you guys coordinated that this year, as you have in the past.
Yes, it's Berkshire Health Systems. 35th year putting on the 4th of July 5K. Was started by Mike Hoag, a runner, who worked for Berkshire Health Systems, who said we should probably have a race before this big parade.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 35 years later with just setting a record for the most registered runners for this event ever. 1,597 people signed up to run the race.
Almost 1,600 people signed up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I took over as director 4 years ago, and I think we had 890 finishers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking, and it grows. Thankfully, it's been growing every year.
Yeah.
Berkshire Health Systems has expanded it to working with the Berkshire Running Foundation, making it more of a community experience. So we do a six-week training program leading up to the 5K with the support of Berkshire Health Systems. And the whole goal is to increase the wellness in our community. So working with their team at Berkshire Health Systems, trying to show everybody that, you know, everybody can do it.
Yeah.
And you probably saw it out there. We had some very fast runners.
Yeah.
And we had some people who were participating for their first time, either doing it as a fitness walk.
Mm-hmm.
Families, that was what always makes me so happy. We had 457 students finished that race, and they were able to participate for free, which is an extension of the foundation's work with the health systems. to make it a family event. So now it's tradition.
Yeah.
July 4th, they get up and they go run a 5K.
Yeah. And you know, this year's theme was through the generations. So actually, what you were just saying with the different ages and everything, it was really speaking to the theme. So it was a nice fit this year.
Yeah.
And like you said, I know that the numbers have increased tremendously over the past few years under your direction. I mean, obviously coming out of COVID, that was probably a setback as it was for everything.
Yes.
But you know, it's been reorganized. And I remember running it back, it was a while ago. I'm trying to remember what, actually it was before 2000 when I ran it. Even then, I mean, as you know, it's been going on for years and years and years, decades. And just the excitement of doing that. And it was so much fun to run up and down North and South Street and,
right?
You know, and you've got a built-in crowd.
That's the,
you know, which is nice. All
the magic of it, right?
Yeah.
The spectators along the entire course.
Yep.
And it's even funny, Brian, yesterday morning, I'm at the grocery store, and I don't think I got through two aisles without six people.
Uh-huh.
I'm sore, Siobhan. Great race, Siobhan. And it's like, it's our community is represented in that field. So you see the students, but to speak to what you were saying, very much like the Josh, when the families get together to do the event, right? And it becomes something they're already planning for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd be remiss to say that July 4th was on a Saturday this year.
Yeah.
That helps my attendance greatly. Mm-hmm. So on a weekend, right, makes it much more attainable for people to take part.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a factor that we were aware of, knowing that we were going to have a higher attendance this year. But I think it's...
And being the 250th.
And the 250th.
A little more hype, I guess, in general, just about the holiday itself.
100%. And we are doing another 250th event this fall with Berkshire Historical Society.
Right.
So we'll be doing an event in Pittsfield where people can participate, you know, along with that calendar year of events that we have. So we do have another 250th run in case you missed July 4th or you want to have another event. That's going to be in the fall out at the Pittsfield State Forest in October on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
You can run a 5K, a 10K, or a 15K.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, again, to help support Berkshire Historical Society. So we're excited for that first event.
Just for someone who is wondering about those Ks,
yeah.
How does that translate to miles?
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
So kilometers, 5 kilometers is 3.1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
10 kilometers is 6.2. The Josh is a 6-mile run, but we always say it runs like a 10K because it's a challenging course, right?
Yeah.
So that time. 15K is 9.3 miles. And so those are, it's a loop, a 5K loop. You can do it once, twice, or three times.
Okay, so it's the same trail.
Yep.
And it just matters how many times you go around it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So those increments, I mean, so basically 5K is 3.1 miles.
Correct.
And then you just do the math from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something I didn't learn in school.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but, you know, I know some folks, especially if they're not in the running, they don't understand, like, the distances. You know, I've had people say, they talk about marathons, and they'd be like, oh, how long was your marathon? You know?
It's exactly.
Like, all marathons are the same distance.
100%.
And that's okay. They're just, you know, not aware.
Yeah.
So,
until you run one like you, then you'll never forget that 0.2.
Yeah.
On the marathon distance. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I think a lot of people were very much looking for that 3-mile mark on Saturday
because
it was a little bit warm out there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But we had great support. The Pittsfield Fire Department came out and put a misting station out for us at the finish line, which was a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
And Mountain One was out there, and they purchased a misting machine for the runners. And that's a community input that I love to see, that they see that we have this annual classic event and they want to make sure that everybody's safe and taken care of. And it was a huge success. We're really thrilled with it.
I know a number of people who ran it, and like you said, it's a traditional thing. And in fact, I know some families that ran it this year and have over the years, which is nice.
It's fun when they come in and they're like, we're picking up 12 bib numbers, and I'm like, okay. And then you see them all and then they go home and they watch the parade.
Yep.
And then they go home. Mm-hmm. I went to pick up some of our banners off the road at quarter to one, and the street sweepers are going by and everything was picked up and gone.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, a great thing that we can enjoy every
and
year.
They do a great job of just cleaning it right up. I mean, you know, half an hour afterwards, you wouldn't know that it even happened.
100%, which is great.
Yeah. I've seen that also at the Boston Marathon at the beginning. I've run it, but I've also worked in some capacity there over the years. And I've been working at the start a few years ago. And, like, literally, I mean, you think of Hopkinton, right? Downtown, it's the epicenter of the whole thing. All these people are here, and the racers and all the buses and everything. And then literally half hour later, all the barriers are gone.
Yep.
They clean up all the shirts and sweatshirts that get dropped. And it's amazing. Like half hour later, it never happened. It's like it never happened.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in our community, the Josh, you know, with the steel rail as well, when we're traveling through different towns and different communities and you're relying on these municipalities to help support the event.
Mm-hmm.
And they do exactly what you say, you know, 5 o'clock on that Sunday afternoon in Lenox, you didn't even know the race had taken on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the beauty of it. People are coming here for those events. We had 21 states represented at the 4th of July, someone from France, someone from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of awesome to have people experiencing the Berkshires that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I noticed that. I was looking at some of the results this morning, and I was looking at where people were from, and I did. I saw some places all over the country, and I didn't see the French one, but I was scrolling quickly.
Right.
but I was just getting a gist of it, and I'm like, wow, these people are coming from all over for this. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Josh has the same, the steel rail. We had a couple people from Europe, but, you know, almost 30 states represented.
Mm-hmm.
For these events, Brian, as you know, athletes are looking for places to go and compete, and when they can find races that are well produced in a beautiful area, it's kind of a no-brainer to put those two things together. So seeing these events, Josh is getting, you know, 50 years old, a few of our races, the Greylock race will be 51 this year.
Yeah.
And we have people, again, who are searching these things out to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with what you're doing is taking these events and then making them where they have proceeds that go back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
The 4th of July race, all of the proceeds goes right back into community health programming for our citizens in the area. And every event that we do on the foundation, money goes back to the community.
Right.
So in 2 weeks, you can come to Highlawn Farm.
Yeah, the Keep Moving race.
Keep Moving.
5K.
Is one of our biggest success races because I will give you ice cream for breakfast. And I will give you Highlawn Farm ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, not just any ice cream.
Exactly.
Highlawn Farm ice cream.
Nothing like it, right?
Yeah.
And then the money that we raise that day goes to Berkshire Bounty. So the food insecurity program in South County benefits from the Highlawn Farm race. And we've raised over $12,000 for them in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another race that gets a little bit bigger every year. And Highlawn Farm is a community collaborator. They offer their venue to put these events on to support their community.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most gracious things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to play with the cows.
Yeah. and to your point, you know, with the Berkshire Running Foundation and so many other things that go on in Berkshire County, there is a lot of crossover where there are a lot of organizations that are trying to help the nonprofits and particularly the food pantries are a big focus these days, right?
Right.
And so Berkshire Bounty, part of their mission, as I understand it, is to they buy food from a lot of local places, including Highlawn Farm. So there's that relationship already, and then they can use that the things that they buy locally to or get donated locally, whichever, distribute to the people in need.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, I think they've served last year, according to their report, or something like 20,000 meals
or
people
amazing?
Were served at some point over the past year. So there's a great need, and what they do is they also give food to some of the other pantries.
Yes, they supplement.
Yes, yes. So they supplement some of the other pantries.
Yeah, it's brilliant
idea. It's not just, you don't have to seek them out. They bring it to the pantries that you may already be going to or people are already attending.
Yeah, so it's a great organization. Mm-hmm. Mark and his team, Morgan and Sarah, have been working with us for the last couple of years. And And they'll be out there that morning, you know, waving you on and cheering you in. It lends also to the thankful run. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been doing that now for 15 years. And that's where we, when we started, 400 families were being served at the, now the Pittsfield Food, Community Food Pantry. Mm-hmm. We're up to 1,400. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a stark reminder of what the need is in our community. Right. So we have this, you know, every town has their turkey trot, right? Mm-hmm. We have our thankful run. Mm-hmm. And we invite people to participate knowing that the hat that they go home with is feeding a family. They can also bring food to the race. And we've donated thousands of pounds of food every year to the food pantry. And you see that it's something that another one of these events that's growing every year. And the impact, we now extended it to benefit the Berkshire Community Action Council. So we do their fuel assistance program benefits from the Thankful Run as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is profound for people right now in our community. And, you know, looking to have those things become that family tradition. Again, kids come and run it for free. They get to participate. And then on Thanksgiving morning, you go home and you know you've done something, right? Not just for yourself, but your community is benefiting from it.
And if you put in a good run, then you can have a little extra
slice
of pie.
Yeah. Exactly.
And not feel so bad about it, right?
That's a motivator for sure.
So anybody just joining us now, thank you. We're here on the Morning Drive, and we're talking with Siobhan Lemmy with the Berkshire Running Center and the Berkshire Running Foundation. Siobhan, when we talked, some of these things we're talking about, the Keep Moving and the Thankful Run, that's all that falls under the umbrella of the foundation.
Yes.
And these are all events, races that you help organize and coordinate. And then proceeds go to these nonprofits. What else? I know over the past year, what are some examples of things that have already passed that will probably be repeating next year that people could be watching for?
Thank you.
Some of the organizations that you've supported through this.
I appreciate that. 2025, the foundation reached $500,000 in community donations since conception of our races, which we're very proud of. In 2026, we celebrated the 50th running of the women's running race that benefits the Elizabeth Freeman Center. We held that on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Mother's Day every day that I'm alive, I hope. And that's a beautiful race. And we hold the moniker of being the longest consecutively run all-female race in the United States. Mm. And that's, I think, really awesome. Mm-hmm. And that one, as I said, it has always benefited women's services in the community. But when I took it over, we made Elizabeth Freeman the primary beneficiary. And the reason is that now Elizabeth Freeman benefits, their services are not just for women. So they provide services for men, for transgender, for children. It's not exclusively a women's service. So this benefits everyone in the community. Mm-hmm. That race, we love that race. We had the steel rail races this year, which was fantastic. We returned to Adams, Mass. And we were able to raise some money and donated it back to the Council on Aging in Adams because we used their venue at the Adams Visitor Center. And Adams is an amazing town to work with. They rolled out the red carpet for us and made it as welcoming as possible. So we're excited to be back there with our marathon, our half marathon, and our 8K, which is 4.87 miles, if anybody's planning for next year. And, of course, we had our Pride event, which was celebrating Pride's 10th anniversary in the Berkshires. And that is another great event that kicks off Pride Month, literally kicks it off on the Asheville to Cook Rail Trail. And this was another record-setting number for Pride this year. Mm-hmm. Working forward, we have the Highland Farm Race. We have the Mount Greylock Road Race that's coming up. If anybody would like to run up the highest mountain in Massachusetts, we're here for you.
That's an 8-mile race, right?
It's an 8-mile road race, yeah.
And that's in September?
That is. It's Labor Day. It's the Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Okay. So you get the holiday to recuperate.
You do. You get the day off. Exactly.
And that's going uphill, right?
It's one hill.
Okay. It's one long hill, but it's going up, not down.
Yes. That's okay. The tagline on the back of our shirt is as high as you can get in Massachusetts. Uh-huh. And just one hill.
Yeah.
So it just takes a while to get there.
Yeah.
So that's a great one. Mm-hmm. We'll be then working with Spectrum Health in our Fitness and Recovery 5K, which we've been holding every year. The Fitness and Recovery is preceded by a 6-week training program on the Ashuelta Cook Rail Trail. I love this program. It is for people who are in recovery, people who have been affected by anything that they feel that they're in recovery from. And it's not necessarily addiction. It can be grief. It can be any kind of situation in which you would benefit from moving your body mm-hmm. in a community that will support you. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. So you do not have to come and declare why you're there. Mm-hmm. Just know that you're going to come to a safe, sober, and supportive place that will help you figure out what you need to do to complete a 5K, mm-hmm. 3.1 mile walk or run mm-hmm. with us at the in September. September being Recovery Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So Spectrum Health has been great supporting this event. I will say this is the one event that we don't see as much increase in participation as we would like.
Okay,
and we're working on whether that is educational need, letting people know more about the progress that we're trying to make for people or affiliating them mm-hmm. with physical activity and recovery. So I'm open to anybody who is out there who thinks that they might have a way to help us reach more people with this program.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know...
Like right now.
Yeah, like yeah. now. I know from personal experience, the work that you can do with your fitness and your wellness can support your journey on whatever you're recovering from. Because mm-hmm. I believe we're all recovering from something, mm-hmm. right? And if you can figure out how to take care of your body while you're in that process, mm-hmm. it's a really magical combination.
Yeah.
So,
well, to that point, last time that you were here on the show, it was actually combined with the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Mm-hmm. And Berkshire Natural Resources, right?
We were
talking about hiking, walking, running, and how that all relates to mental wellness as well, mm-hmm. right? So very much to your point, there is definitely a nexus between the two.
100%.
There can be, sure. Yeah.
I will tell you, I have a friend of mine in recovery who is turned 70 this year, and his goal is he is ironing the Josh Billings.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so he has come to us to help him train for it.
Yeah.
And that's his goal, and I think it's fantastic.
So right. Let's talk about the training that you offer at the center.
Sure.
You have courses and classes that you offer
coaching.
Coaching, yes, thank you. Coaching is the right
word. No worries.
Yeah.
Myself and our staff are all certified personal trainers.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has a great wealth of knowledge when it comes to training for the Josh Billings mm-hmm. and for... He loves the short distance 5K, so he's a 7-time Josh champion and mm-hmm. a 5-time winner of the 4th of July race, as well as many other national titles. So he is going to set my friend John up with his training program for the Josh
mm-hmm.
because he's been there and done it.
Yeah.
Alex White, who works...
It's someone who knows. He's someone who knows what he's talking about.
Right,
yeah.
And he's old, so he can...
Wise.
He's wise.
Yes.
And he can now help those who are his contemporaries, uh-huh. right? To how you can still do this, right?
Yeah.
Then we have Alex White, mm-hmm. who, of course, is on our team. And Alex is coaching a lot of people in the community. And you can reach out to Alex. He just won the 4th of July race. Decidedly, he's on fire with every distance. And then what I like to call mere mortals who also work, like myself and mm-hmm. Karen Tibbetts, Lisa Skase. We have a beautiful group of people who you'll find your match if you're looking for somebody to help train you or coach you for your goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of the long distance, middle-aged, older lady out there to complete your goal of your marathon or your half marathon. And and we'll find your fit. We run classes throughout the week, everything from yoga to high intensity cycling, track workouts, strength training. And then throughout the year, we do pop-up things. And that's all at BerkshireRunningCenter.com. We have a good team down there.
Yeah, we're
proud of them.
Yeah, so that's a nice overview of what you offer at the center. Mm-hmm. If anybody's interested in learning more, they can go to, what was your website?
BerkshireRunningCenter.com.
All right, easy enough.
Yeah.
You guys are located in Allendale Underground, is that right?
We are. We're adjacent to the Asheville Cook Rail Trail. So if you... there's the shopping center. We're downstairs in the shopping center. For its proximity to the rail trail helps us out a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're a run specialty store. We don't have one of those in the Berkshires except for us.
So you're the one and only.
We're the one and only. So we get some things that your big box stores don't have, and then we have people like Alex and Jacob and the top and the best in the community are working for us. Mm-hmm. So you come in, you're going to have the right person help you.
And what's the trail that you're next to?
The trail is the Asheville-to-Cook.
I know. It just rolls off your tongue.
I've written it a lot.
I've gotten much better at it, but there's a time where I was just like, the rail trail.
It's so much easier to say the rail trail. Yeah.
But it's great that when we can recognize what its true name is.
Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on it for 15 years, so it took me about a year to spell it without looking. there's a lot of L's and O's, but
I mean, ultimately, it really is phonetically spelled.
It is.
It's just so there's just so many letters in there. I think it's a little intimidating at first. When
and
you first
the
look
I
at.
Is weird.
Yeah. That might be slightly off a little bit.
What an asset, though, that trail. Huh?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic, and it's so great that you're located next to it. For so many, I mean, it's, so many people run on that trail. So what a great proximity.
Yeah, that was a knee-jerk move for us when we, like, literally a knee-jerk move when we were like, oh, there's a rail trail that we should probably be near it.
All right. So we're coming up on the top of the hour here. So we're just going to take a quick pause. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Siobhan Lemmy of the Berkshire Running Center and the Berkshire Running Foundation.
Like anything was possible, hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Have you ever needed help? It's not a trick question. It's an easy one. Why? Because the answer is yes. Everybody needs help sometimes. ServiceNet is a nonprofit mental health and human services organization with over 100 programs across Western Massachusetts. Whether you or your family need help with a temporary concern or with a long-standing issue, you're not alone. ServiceNet is here to help. To learn more, visit servicenet.org today.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Berkshire Running Foundation was created to advance and support the positive impact the running community has in the neighborhoods we live. In the past decade, we have been able to donate over $300,000 to dozens of nonprofit organizations here in Berkshire County through our races and free wellness programming. Please visit berkshirerun.org to support our mission to continue to have a social and economic impact on the Berkshires.
Are you struggling with your pet? Berkshire Humane Society is here to help. We have a pet food pantry, low-cost cat spay and neuters, free pet care advice, and if you're in the hospital or in crisis, temporary foster care. If you need to give up your pet, we'll accept your animal with kindness and find them the best new home possible. Please call Berkshire Humane Society at 413-447-7878.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Are you feeling alone and struggling with your mental health? The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention wants you to know that help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 988 to talk to someone at the National Suicide Prevention Line, or go to berkshirecoalition.org for a list of available local resources. You are not alone.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive, WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Today we're talking with Siobhan Lemmy, who is here from the Berkshire Running Center and the Berkshire Running Foundation. Before we get back into this conversation, we're just going to check our weather again, see what's in store for the next couple of days.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, that's the weather. Sounds a whole lot different than it was a few days ago, right, Siobhan?
Thank goodness. It worked out perfect.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, boy, it was hot, though. It was a hot couple days. You know, and with the 4th of July race on Saturday, we're fortunate that you know, people were pretty safe.
Yes.
Hopefully, and like you said, there were a lot of emergency services along the route.
Yes.
Watching to make sure people were staying hydrated and being careful, because it was a hot couple of days for sure.
And I think you and I both know there's so much behind the scenes,
yeah,
to make these events
yeah,
safe, and you're looking at every corner and block and what, mm-hmm, what do you need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen, right?
Right. Right.
I don't know that anybody can fully appreciate what our police and, mm-hmm, and fire go through to make sure that, mm-hmm, there's no incident.
Yeah.
And I think you probably feel the same, especially when these big sporting events are headed out onto streets.
Mm-hmm.
I hold my breath and I'm praying everyone will be like, this is great. I'm like, it's great when the last person comes over the line. That's, yeah, when you feel like, okay, everyone's home safe.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our team, our police and emergency, they did it.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah,
beautiful to watch.
Yeah, it's always so valuable to have them in part of the planning process and, mm-hmm, and also being there to make sure that people are safe.
Cannot so, be done, yeah, without them.
Speaking of being safe,
yeah,
when we're talking about running, what are some things, especially people who may be just starting out, what are some things that maybe you could share to people who are just starting to explore running, or those who've been doing it forever and think they know everything? What are some things that might be some good sage advice about, mostly about being safe?
Yeah.
What would you start with a list?
Thanks for that. I think it's an interesting time we're in.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I were about the same age, when we started running and we were younger, we had Runner's World magazine, right? That was like the only thing that was out there. And now it's influencers and people online are telling you, we get a lot of that. We go back to the same principles of training, that the safety, first you check with your doctor to make sure that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be patient with yourself. If it's something that you haven't been doing, is just to try to incorporate a safe progression into it. And for many people, that's walking,
mm-hmm,
right? Try to start, see if you can go out 3 times a week and walk for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that successfully, then you would start to incorporate a run walk,
mm-hmm,
run for a minute, walk for a minute. If you're successful with that, then you try to extend the amount of time you're walking, or I'm sorry, running, and shorten the amount of time you're walking. Never increase more than 10% of your mileage a week.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of how your body responds to the activity,
mm-hmm,
right? So your body, you've met people who are like, I can't run, it hurts my knees,
mm-hmm,
right? Actually, running is beneficial for your knees if you did it in the proper progression of training.
Mm-hmm.
So being aware of how your body is responding to your activity, making sure that you stay uninjured.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the one reason people stop running is that they get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they get in such good shape. They're like done. But we want you to stay healthy, uninjured, and motivated. And, you know, the minimum we say, get out 3 times a week, move your body for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're good at that, then you can think about building from there.
Yeah. And like you said, with the knees, I mean, it's maybe more than just the running, right? Maybe you have to do some extra strength training.
Sure.
To reinforce those knees or whatever part of your body that might be a little bit vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
So that when you are running, it's not such an impact.
And it's not a pitch, but 9 out of 10 people that come in with an injury from repetitive use are in shoes that are way mm-hmm. too old.
But no, that's a perfectly great point. You know, go ahead and talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So a proper running shoe, if mm-hmm. you were doing 3 times a week, should last you about 4 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, right. When we started selling running shoes, they were not $100,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now some running shoes, $200, $300, they're getting exponentially more mm-hmm. expensive. But you use it every day or you're using it a few times a day. I say the analogy is like the tires on your car,
mm-hmm.
right? There's only so much mileage that each tire or shoe has in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has gone to get their car inspected, and the guy says, you need new tires. And you're like, I just got these. It's the same thing with the shoes, right?
Yeah.
So making sure that you have a proper, good pair of running shoes, that's your only piece of equipment,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you're going to be a runner, you're going to buy 2 pair a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that will usually stave off injuries more than anything else.
Yeah. And is it fair to say that if you are, let's say, training for a marathon, that you don't want to have a brand new pair for the day of the race, right? You want a pair that's a little bit broken in.
Well,
is that true? Or what's your advice on that?
It's mixed. So okay. I have historically bought myself a brand new pair of my brand, uh-huh. the shoe I wear all the time.
So the same, at least the same
it's
style.
It's the exact same
okay.
shoe.
Yeah. Okay.
I take it out of the box uh-huh. the morning of, because to me, it couldn't be, it's like the best shoe. It has uh-huh. no mileage on it.
Right.
It's going to give me the most support.
Yeah.
I also have a history with them, right? I wouldn't mm-hmm. suggest anybody try anything new mm-hmm. on race morning,
mm-hmm.
but you would want a newer pair of shoes to run your marathon in. So yes, get a week or two in them so you mm-hmm. feel comfortable. You wouldn't want to be in the ones that you've been running in for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
right,
done.
Right. Might as well barefoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some people do. Some people do. But also another, you know, safety thing is, of course, people, you know, walking or running, when you're on the road, know what mm-hmm. side you're supposed to be on.
Exactly.
You don't move. If you're a pedestrian, you don't move with the flow of traffic. You walk against it.
Yes.
So that you can see what's coming.
Exactly.
Because especially nowadays, I mean, with people distracted by their phones, and at least you can see if somebody's maybe swerving a little bit and 100%. give you that chance to hop out of the way. But just remember that is the rule of the road, that if you're a pedestrian, you should be traveling against the flow of traffic.
See what's headed towards you.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure that you're doing that for your safety and you know, be mindful too about like earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be listening to your environment, unless you're on a closed course, you know,
right.
Like a race course. But even then, you want to be able to listen to what's going on. So
yeah.
It's nice, you know, a lot of people like to just put their earbuds in and run, and which, you know, totally get it.
Yep. Right?
Helps the time go by. You can listen to podcasts or whatever, but just be aware of your surroundings. Stay hydrated,
mm-hmm.
right?
Especially this time.
And if you're running off-road, make sure somebody knows where you are.
Because
if something happens in the woods or on the trails and you get injured, at least people will know that you were there. If you're unaccounted for, they know where to find you.
Fantastic points.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, the hydration... I love you reminding people to tell people where they're going on their runs. Mm. And yes, the texting and driving has made it. I know so many people who won't ride their bikes anymore on the road because of the, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a little bit too scary. So yes, always be looking at where you're going. And now you can get bone conduction headphones where you can hear everything that's going on around you. While
it's
you're
like,
listening to
like
your music.
Skull Candy, I think, is
skull,
one of them.
Skull
the
Shocks,
right?
is what yeah. we carry. Yeah. And it makes it so that you can hear mm-hmm. things that are happening. But that's an excellent point as yeah. well.
And when we talked about some of the races that you sponsor, we talked about the Steel Rail, mm-hmm. right? So which just passed a few months ago, but that's an annual event, it's a qualifier.
For the
Boston Marathon, which
yes.
I don't know, are there many other? There's no others in Berkshire County that
no.
I know of, right?
No, there's no other marathon in Berkshire County.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's a yeah. full marathon. There used, you know, there was one.
Yes,
the Memorial Day one.
Yes.
Did you ever do that? Or
no, because it was maybe the meanest course that you could ever put somebody on for a marathon.
Yeah.
I never. And yes, that was a lot of fun to watch, though. Mm-hmm. It brought people in from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Dovetailing on what they did for their work, we do have the Soldier On 5K that we do
yeah, sure.
on
Let's
Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
And much more attainable 5K that you can run or walk. I joke about the Memorial Day race, but they had you finish running up Route 183 to mm-hmm. the finish line, which was
yes.
just the meanest thing to do. For ours, we're going to be in Dalton, which is uh-huh. a pretty, there's one hill that mm-hmm. you have to go up. And we moved out to Dalton last year and it was fantastic turnout. So working with Casey DeSico and the crew at Soldier On,
mm-hmm.
this event on Veterans Day, which is just perfect, mm-hmm. right? We were out at the American Legion in Dalton, and you can run or walk. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that all of these events that we put on, if you're a local business and organization, you can sponsor these events, and 100% of the money you sponsor goes to Soldier On,
mm-hmm.
goes to the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
You get free registrations for the races, and you get your name on the shirt and some marketing acknowledgement, and you just feel really good about being part of it. So mm-hmm. that BerkshireRun.org has all of the information to sponsor one of these events. So that's, I think we have 6 events left for this year,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. and each one of them are you know, we kind of monopolize the holidays. So mm-hmm. if there's a holiday, we are usually putting a race on mm-hmm. during it. So again, the Thankful Run this year, we'd love to set another record on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. And and help some families out.
Yeah. And the next one that's coming up, we'll just plug that one so that people know, because it's only just a few weeks away, is the Keep Moving, right? As in a cow mooing, because it's Highlawn Farm.
Yes.
That's hosting this. So you start at Highlawn Farm, finish at Highlawn Farm.
Yep.
You run out there by like Fox Hollow in that area. It's so beautiful up there. It's one
so
of my
beautiful.
Favorite like little like pockets of the Berkshire County
Isn't
area.
It just spectacular?
To be up there on that plateau and look around and just the buildings. It's just really one of my favorite spots.
It's
in Berkshire
gorgeous.
County. So that's coming up next. When is that?
The 2 Sundays.
On the 18th. So
correct. Thank
close.
You.
So pretty close. A week from the Sunday. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So if somebody's interested in doing that, and the money goes to Berkshire Bounty.
Yeah. And you get ice cream.
And you get ice cream. And it's Highlawn Farm ice cream. It's not just any ice cream.
Yeah. And these are like real like cones.
Yeah.
This isn't like some tiny little spoonful.
Yep.
You're getting some serious ice cream in the morning.
And what's nice about having ice cream there is that you can eat it with the cows.
Eat it with the cows.
Yes, and say thank you.
One of the most fun things is when the runners take off from this race, we run down through the farm out to the road,
mm-hmm.
and the cows chase the runners.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember
so it's a
that.
Big swell of hundreds of cows go running after the runners along their fence,
uh-huh.
and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and the kids love it. They get to come and visit with the cows afterwards, and as we mentioned, they run for free.
Right. Kids run for free. Student,
yep.
And when we say kids, we're talking about K through 12.
Thank you.
Grade K through 12.
Yep.
Right. Which is a great incentive for middle school
yep.
kids who are getting into running and,
yep.
and those the kids that are on the running teams.
Yes.
It's a nice chance for them to even come together and do that as a little warm up for the track and field season coming up.
Yeah. Right? They're out there to flex because
yeah.
they're all in great shape from the school season.
Yeah,
it's a great event. It's beautiful. And I'll also mention with any of our events, we would love volunteers. So if you're someone
sure.
that wants to be part of these events and aren't into walking or running, if you want to come and put a vest on, I will still give you ice cream at the end. And it's a lot of fun. Brian has been so gracious to volunteer at so many of our events. And as you know, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to that safety and support to keep these events going. We can't do it without our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little shout out to them.
To anybody looking for something to, a place to be helpful.
Yeah.
Right. There's lots of folks out there who are looking for ways to be helpful, and they just don't always know what's available. So here's an example.
Yeah.
And when we say volunteering at these races, sometimes it's just being a monitor, mm-hmm. Being at a crosswalk, kind of in the general vicinity, just be there to like let people know there's a race coming through.
Yep.
You know, it's just little things like that, putting up signs, you know. You're not running. If you're not a runner, you don't have to run along with them or anything. You don't have to be a runner to be a volunteer.
I'll get you a place where you can sit
and
do something for you. There's plenty of jobs always to do it. And yes, you can't make a course safe enough.
Right.
Right. So the more people, the better.
And as far as volunteering, you also, I appreciate that you volunteer as a coach on the clinics that we offer for the Josh Billings.
Yes.
Those dates, we're working on the dates, folks, if anybody's looking for those for the Josh Billings. But Siobhan helps lead, basically you run the course, right? At least one time, at least one of those times, if not both.
I think we try to do, two of them closer, a few weeks out from the race.
Yeah, a few weeks out from the race. So the dates are TBD, but usually late August, early June. But so thank you for always
being
helpful in that.
We love that race. Yeah. You know, it's near and dear to our heart and our home. And a lot of people would like to not run that course any more than once a year. Mm-hmm. But we find that if you do come down and practice it once or twice, it will make you have a better performance on race day just because you'll be familiar.
Yeah.
With what's going on. And it's a beautiful course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're still coming up 183.
You do. But not for 6 miles. Right. You only have to go up for a little bit less than that. Yeah. But, and just to be fair, that was the last six of the marathon.
Yes.
Which is just, can you imagine having that be your last six?
I did it.
Oh.
Twice, that one.
Oh, you ran that? Oh.
And it was the big difference between that and Boston was that Boston, the last couple of miles, you're inundated with all kinds of crowds and people offering you beer and everything else, you know. This one, one time a bear crossed the street in front of me.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm like, it was crickets the whole way. It's pretty hard.
I was the Glendale course monitor.
Oh, then you probably saw me somewhere in the back.
And
you're probably like, are you the last one?
I was like, is this where they're coming? Like, it was pretty desolate. So God bless you.
It was definitely desolate. I mean, it was great. It was fun to do.
But, yeah.
To finish it was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so to your point, it's a tough one.
Yeah. So the Josh is much more forgiving.
Yes. Yes. It's roughly a 6K.
Almost
a 6. I'm sorry. Yeah. See, I'm getting my
days. That's okay. almost a 10K.
Almost a 10K. Yep. Almost. Yeah.
It feels like one for sure. But it's a great, it's a great race. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So Siobhan, I know that you got a, no pun intended, but run
Thank you,
a little
Brian.
Soon. Actually, I guess maybe it was intended. what would you like? Anything else that you want to kind of wrap up? Any important messages that you want to get out there about the Running Foundation or Running Center?
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're in the deep of the summer. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Berkshire Running Center is a local business. It's a run specialty store that partners in operations with the Berkshire Running Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization whose sole mission is to improve the neighborhoods we live in through running. So we create events. We are doing 20 events this year, and each one of them will benefit a nonprofit in our community. You can reach me at director@berkshirerun.org if you have any interest in any part of this. And we're thrilled to be here, Brian. I'm so grateful for your time this morning.
Oh, I always appreciate having you on here. I mean, it's so much. You guys have so much experience in this sport, and
thank you.
It's important that people are safe about it, and you know, especially if they're just getting into it. And
we appreciate it. Yeah. Well, have a good season.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you, everybody. We're going to wrap up a little bit early today. Thanks for joining us, as we do every morning. And again, this is WTBR, WSBR, and this is The Morning Show. And we are telling you enjoy the rest of your week. Trying to crush a lot in here in this farewell. Keep in mind the armed services members, particularly anybody local who's serving overseas during this time. And again, be safe out there and enjoy this week. Finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.